My message this morning is new life. An old year ends today, and a new year begins at midnight. So, what a good time to think about new beginnings, new things. The Son of God said this, "No one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost. New wine calls for new wineskins." Messiah was teaching us about living a new kind of life. Think about it. The Son of God left the glories of heaven and he entered into this world. The one who made the universe became a human being and he lived among us and he lived the greatest life and he gave us the greatest teachings and he did the greatest miracles and he died the greatest death and then he had the greatest victory over the God of this world and over sin and over death. What a life. Because of his arrival and his life and his death and his resurrection and his ascension, this world is a very different place. We are living in a whole new age. Now, the world does not understand this, but we do. And in this new age, since the arrival of the Son of God, we are to live a new kind of life. New wine calls for new wineskins. And we are able to live a new kind of life. Why? Because we have a new relationship with God. Instead of alienation, estrangement, rejection, we have atonement. We are reconciled to God. We have God's acceptance. More than just acceptance, we are the recipients of God's love. He really loves us a lot. So instead of being far from God, he is close to us, very close to us, because he actually lives in us, dwells in us, by his Spirit, taking up residence in us, living in us. We are able to live a new kind of life because we have a new nature. We are born again. Instead of our old rebellious sin nature, which everyone in the world has, a nature that is prone to sin, a nature that is inclined to rebel, we have a new godly nature. We are given a nature like God's nature that is compatible with God. We have a new nature that dislikes sin and rebellion against God. We have a new nature that loves God and wants to please God and wants to serve God. We are able to live a new life because we have a new nature. We're able to live a new kind of life because when the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of the Son is dwelling in us, taking up residence in us, living in us, he helps us know the truth. He guides us into the truth. He's our teacher. He teaches us the truth. He helps us discern truth from error. And we have a new relationship with this incredible asset, the Word of God. The Bible is truth, pure truth, unmixed with any error. Instead of not believing the Word of God or being indifferent to the Word of God, we know it is the Word of God. We know it is the truth. And when we know that, the Word of God becomes alive in us, active in us, teaching us and strengthening us and encouraging us and reinforcing our faith. We have a new relationship with the Word of God. We're able to live a new kind of life because we have a new relationship to sin. All of our sins are forgiven. What a relief. How wonderful to be able to live not burdened by sin and guilt and shame. Not only are our sins forgiven, but because we have this new godly nature and because the Holy Spirit is living in us, we have new power, a new ability to live the right way. Power to not yield to temptation. Power to be victorious over sin. The world does not have this ability. We do. Sin, which is a real thing, a real force, a real power, no longer has the ability to control us like it controls the rest of the people of the world. They are dominated by sin. They are controlled by this powerful force, sin. But sin is no longer our master. God is our master. We no longer have to serve sin. We are free from sin and free to serve God the way we should. And there's more. We are able to live a new life because we now have new values, new goals, new priorities. We're not living like the rest of the world lives, living for money, wealth, power, fame, acceptance. We're not living for ourselves. We are living for God. We are living to honor God, serve God, obey God. We're living to do what's right. We're hungering and thirsting for righteousness. And we are living to continue Messiah's ministry, his ministry of world evangelism, his ministry of building up his community of called out ones. We are able to live a new life because we have a new hope. We do not believe that when we die, we die. We know that the risen Lord Yeshua is the resurrection and the life. We believe his promise that the one who is loyal to him will live even if he dies. We believe that God will create a new and perfect and eternal universe, a new heavens and a new earth. We believe that we are the glorious future kings and queens, the eternal sons and daughters of God, and that we have a great inheritance. And so because we have this hope, we are living for heaven, not earth. We're living for eternity, not time. We're living not for a world that will pass away. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your Son said, no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost. New wine calls for new wineskins. Because of his arrival and his death, his resurrection, his ascension, we are living in a new age. And we are able to live a new kind of life. And by your Spirit living in us, with our new nature, we are able to live that new life. Heavenly Father, help each one of us this new year, which begins at midnight tonight, to live in newness of life. Help us this new year to live that radically new kind of life that you want from us. And I pray this, B'Shem Yeshua. Amen. Ushers, please come up and get ready to serve Aruchat Adonai, the Lord's Supper, the bread and the wine.